The Ministry of Health says the new cases comprise of 6 new rapid antigen tests carried out on Tuesday, August 2nd. It further stated that 17 recoveries were noted on Tuesday and 7 persons are hospitalized with the virus. 1 is fully vaccinated and 6 are unvaccinated. 9,378 cases of COVID-19 and 9,192 recoveries have been reported in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to date. 115 people have died from the virus. And 72,257 COVID-19 vaccines have so far been administered locally. 37,038 persons have received their first dose, 31,167 have received their second dose, and 4,052 persons have received boosters. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in St. Kitts and Nevis since the outbreak now stands at 6,464, and Barbados recorded 215 new COVID-19 cases on Monday, August 1st, from the 550 tests carried out by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory. Internationally, reports indicate that currently approved COVID-19 vaccines provide protection against symptomatic Omicron infection, but the protection wanes quickly, highlighting the need for novel or updated vaccines. A recent animal study shows that using a skin patch to deliver a COVID-19 vaccine, candidate effectively produce a robust neutralizing body response against both the original type SARS-CoV-2 virus and all tested variants, including Omicron. Notably, the skin patch produced a larger neutralizing body response than an injection of the same vaccine under the skin using a needle and a syringe. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.